This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Whoever ends up in power in Kabul could determine how many American troops end up in Afghanistan. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel underscored that yesterday on CNN.
The question does not come how many troops you send, but do you have a credible Afghan partner for this process that can provide the security and the type of services the Afghan people need?
Rahm Emanuel on CNN. This morning, we got a hint of not exactly who that partner might be, but what the next step will be in Afghanistan's ongoing election saga. A UN-backed complaints commission released its findings on the massive voter fraud that's been alleged and kept a new president from being confirmed. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has been studying that report and joins us now from Kabul. Hello.
Good morning, Renee.
How many of the about 5 million votes cast in that presidential election in August have been thrown out?
Well, there's been no official report yet by the Afghan election officials who have to actually certify these results and give us those numbers. But some of the international observers who were here to monitor the elections have done their own calculations. Democracy International has found that about 1.3 million votes are being invalidated, most of those from Hamid Karzai's count, and that will bring him down below the 51% needed to avoid a runoff.
So it means if this is accepted, and you mentioned the Election Commission, and that is, of course, the official body different from this Complaints Commission. If, in fact, it accepts these results, will that trigger a runoff between Karzai and his nearest challenger for sure?
Well, that is constitutionally what is supposed to happen, but there's been a lot of political wrangling, a lot of negotiations behind the scenes, because from a weather perspective, it's becoming a little bit impossible at this stage to really hold a runoff election across the country. Snows are already setting in the higher altitudes, and it's going to make it impossible to in fact, hold a runoff.
So if it becomes problematic, because, you know, if half of the country gets snowed in, and you couldn't hold an election till, say, spring, what are the other options?
Well, one of the things that's been discussed is holding a lawyer jirga, or basically getting all the tribal elders and senior leaders from this country under one tent, if you will, to discuss how to resolve this conflict. And there's also been some discussion of perhaps some sort of coalition government between the two top candidates, Dr. Abdullah being the second highest vote getter. And according to Democracy International, his levels actually rise to 31% from 28% earlier in terms of the number of votes.
So just finally, and I'll just let you go, but the talk is of a unity government or some sort of national gathering. NPR Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson speaking to us from Kabul. Thanks very much.
Welcome.